Howdy do, buggeroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Thursday, the 6th of August, 2020. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, hey. Hello again.
Glad to have you here. And also with me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello, hello.
So we've got a bit of media news to report on today. And Andrew, I'd like to start with you and a story that you wrote about Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, Apple has given a straight-to-series order for a drama from Adam Perlman and Robert Downey Jr. Well, it sounds like it's mostly from Adam Perlman because it's inspired by something he wrote, I think, in a magazine or a newspaper. Variety reported on this. And it sounds like Robert and his wife, Susan, they're going to be mostly focused, I think, on the producing side through their company, Team Downey Productions. Mm-hmm. Although Variety does say he could take a supporting role. So it sounds like maybe possible he'll be in there, but who knows yet.
Well, it's nice to hear Iron Man's keeping busy. Like, that's that's where we're at.
So, it says the series is based on Michael Lista's Toronto Life article, The Sting. It says it follows a frustrated Canadian detective who takes on a decades-old cold case.
That's and a hopes. Great sentence. Frustrated Canadian detective.
Uh-huh. So it sounds like it's, like, they call it a drama, but maybe a comedy. Because he takes it on and helps.
I think that's just me mocking. I'm sure it's going to be very dramatic. Listen.
No, I mean, this is what I think.
It's got,
you know. He wants to get this confession, but it says the case quickly spirals out of control.
Nice.
Interesting. So, yeah.
Listen, it's another big name. Another big name over on the Apple TV Pluses.
Yeah, like, and this is just sort of latest in a series because we've also had Leonardo DiCaprio, who...
Oh, yeah. I've heard of him.
Some people might have. It might be a name that was familiar, particularly if you watched Growing Pains in the 80s. You might remember him.
Yeah, that's what people know him from, yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
Sure. Yeah, the production company is a similar deal to the one Andrew's reported on about Robert Downey Jr. It's the production company has signed, in this case, it's called what's called a first look deal. So they're going to produce, I think it's mostly documentaries and films for TV Plus.
Yeah.
And Appian Films, or Appian Films is the company.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and he's just one more person who's made a deal. We've got Lady Gaga, who is doing a radio show. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's always kind of been the way the way Apple Music and Beats One has worked, from Elton John to Lil Wayne to all those kind of things. Yeah. There's always been big names that have done shows like that. What I think is noticeable now is you're having big stars come of TV and film come to Apple's service. And that's quite a change. Like, so at the beginning, there was Oprah. And then...
as with most things, in the beginning, there was Oprah, yes.
Right. And then I'm being slightly facetious because, of course, we started with The Morning Show, which was a big deal when you see Steve Carell, Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon on an Apple stage. That was a big deal.
Very big.
It was a big deal when you saw, you know, some of the stars that were in C. Like, these are big stars. But then there was a feeling where everyone was like, okay, but does anyone really want to be part of Apple TV Plus? Is this a thing? Does anyone care? And then kind of a combination of The Morning Show, Defending Jacob, which obviously has another Avenger. Oh, my God. The Avengers are assembling at Apple TV Plus.
You heard it here first, everybody. Yeah. I look forward to whatever they're going to film Chris Hemsworth doing for TV Plus. That's going to be great. Whatever it is. Yeah.
Oh, my days.
Charlotte just discovered this.
I think...
Charlotte just realized how many Avengers that is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of Avengers. throw Jason Momoa in the mix from C. You know, you've got all the superstars. All the superheroes. But we're joking, but actually these are seriously big names.
Yeah.
And at first everyone was really sneery about Apple TV Plus, and suddenly they're not so sneery anymore, because it turns out when there's no cinemas and production is halted on a lot of things, you've got a problem. And when there's not a lot of money floating around, Apple is one of the places that has money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so suddenly there's a lot of people. We saw it with the Tom Hanks movie where he was a bit snitty in an interview and 24 hours later walked that back. We've seen, you know, the Leonardo DiCaprio thing started with, because he's in a Martin Scorsese film that's coming to TV Plus again, because it got very expensive, couldn't really be released in theatres. It's going on TV Plus. You've even got things like the Ewan McGregor series, which I reported on, who, you know, big star.
Yeah.
And those motorcycle series are really popular, going on TV Plus. Suddenly Apple is the place that has the money and the ability to distribute this content. And that's quite an interesting shift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great that everyone seems so confident in Apple TV Plus. I mean, you can say it's either confidence or the money, but I think it's still great. Everyone is moving to partner with Apple, because in other media,
I feel news, like money breeds confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've been hearing that, oh, maybe Apple News Plus isn't doing so good. And so Apple's trying all these different things like audio stories. But meanwhile, TV Plus sounds like it's going very well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're closing in on the time where people are going to have to start paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's now apparently August. And so
that's what I hear.
And obviously November is when the first set of people who got it for free will
run out,
no longer have access to it.
Yeah.
For free. We'll have to make a decision whether they want to pay. In some ways, again, the current world situation has worked for Apple, because you'll soon, at a certain point, you will have the Morning Shoe series 2. I think there's a second series for Mankind coming, isn't there?
I think so.
There's these big movies that we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly,
Suddenly, the pieces are kind of falling into place.
Yeah, and you know, we've talked a lot about month 13 with regards to TV Plus, and I think we're probably going to get there. And considering this and the world situation,
do you think we might make it to November?
Well, there is that.
Could go either way.
Yeah, I'm still kind of 50-50 on that piece, but sure. On the off chance that we actually do make it to November 2020, this is the one thing I think actually works in TV Plus's favor, is that, you know, we've talked a lot about how are they going to do this with 100% original content, you know, if they don't have a library for anything and there's no then what, you know, that was where I saw a lot of appeal sort of falling away. Like, I've literally watched everything on TV Plus. Now what do I do? And one of the things that I mean,
because there's jokes about completing Netflix.
Yeah, but I made it to the end of Netflix. I'm done.
Yeah, you could literally complete at this stage Apple TV Plus. That is a thing absolutely that you could do.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, in our roll call of famous people and big names that have deals with Apple TV Plus, we forgot Ridley Scott, who signed a first look deal with TV Plus. Like, this is serious. People, these are big names that Apple is now pulling in, and I think that is a very distinct change from what we were discussing, whatever, 9-10 months ago.
And the other interesting piece of that is, you know, I was saying, like, we were sort of worried about it being 100% original content, but I think not having to worry about the rights on that library of whatever it is that they purchased that they did not necessarily make is part of why they can do it for $5 a month. So, like, so TV Plus and Disney Plus are $5 a month. I think you have to sign up for a year to get the $5 a month, at least from Disney. And everything else is a lot more. Like, Hulu, even if you buy, like, the slightly less ads version of Hulu, like, that's more money. Netflix is like $12 a month. I don't think they even have the like lower price plan anymore. The HBO and Showtime ones, I think, are $15 a month. So like, they're definitely competitive. So if you just kind of want, like, if you maybe are a cord cutter and just sort of want something where you know there's going to be something that you can sit down and watch, like, for $5 a month, that sounds a lot more appealing than some of the other things that are a lot more expensive, especially if you're not going to get the miles out of them.
And also, we're there's not going to be quite the blunt cutoff in November that we you know we're talking about, because obviously everyone who bought an iPhone SE a few months later will still have six right. 9 months left on TV Plus sure. and so on and so forth. So it's not quite the blunt instrument that we're making out, but it's going to be a significant marker. There's no doubt about that. And suddenly it looks like if they can get some of this stuff to air in time, it looks like there's going to be a lot. Finally, it seems, as I say, finally it feels like pieces are coming together and there are going to be things that people say, oh, actually, this is worth my $5 a month.
Yeah. And mostly it's just that was the first wave, like when the service first came out and they went, oh, by the way, did you get an iPhone lately? Because now you get a year for free, you know, or whatever. Yeah. And so it's just a whole but like that initial wave of folks who went to the service. It's sort of like when Apple Music made its debut and everybody got 90 days free. You know, like month four was kind of when a bunch of people were like, yeah, I didn't renew and I don't miss it, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm definitely curious how this is going to go, both with making it to November and with actually getting to see what the numbers look like. I am optimistic that we will hear something about this in early 2021 when we get the quarterly report about how many of those free trial folks who got it with their iPhone 11 or 11 Pro or whatever, actually continued with.
Oh, if it goes well.
Yeah.
No.
That was really cynical.
Well, that's why I'm optimistic about it. Like, I'm optimistic that they're going to tell us, like, we had this many squillion people who signed up for the service after they'd had a year for free and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So.
And it also makes me wonder how long this deal will go on. Like, for example, if I buy an iPhone 12, would I also get a year free? Or was that just, we're doing this as a special thing because it just launched?
So,
yes.
Execs have hinted that at some point this will end. But they've never said when.
Yeah, they have said that the time is limited, but they have not told us what that limit is.
And now I suspect it feels to me like at this stage you might, if you ask me to guess, I would say an iPhone 12 will be the last device, or certainly the last iPhone. I don't know, you know, if there's a kind of January, February iPad kind of really, I don't know, but I suspect the iPhone 12 is the last iPhone in which you will get.
Mm-hmm.
With which you will get Apple TV Plus for free.
Okay,
that's my guess. That kind of makes sense. I'm now 100% going to be wrong, but that is my guess.
Yeah. I'm curious to see how it's going to end up. For a bunch of reasons, and like Charlotte, at some point, I'm sure we'll get into this in the future. I'm still fascinated by the fact that they will give me TV for $5 a month, but to give me news is twice that. I think there's still something to be said for the bundle that we still have not seen. Because you know, it seems like there's a very compelling offer to be made there that Apple is not currently making, and if they really want people to adopt News Plus the way they feel it should be happening, that definitely feels like a good way to get people into it. So
question, just the Lady Gaga thing, we kind of jumped past it quickly, but it's very cool because on Friday she's having a show on Beats One.
Yes.
On Apple Music. Do you have to have you don't have to have an Apple Music subscription, do you?
To listen to the radio? No, I don't think so.
No.
I think those are free.
So it's free Gaga.
Yeah. And you, I think you have to listen at the time. I don't know if you can go back and listen to the other shows if you don't have an Apple Music subscription. But it is going to be one of those live broadcast things. So, yeah.
Yeah, so just real quick. Yeah, so Lady Gaga, she's going to host her own show on Apple Music called Gaga Radio.
Why is it not called Radio Gaga?
This is my question.
I was kind of taken.
Sorry, that's absolutely outrageous.
Well, I mean, it stands to reason that is where she got her name. So was that Queen song. So, yeah, for everybody who didn't know. I wondered that myself, Charlotte. So thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm.
But tell us more about the show, Andrew.
So she recently had an album come out called Chromatica.
Yes.
And it sounds like she's going to be interviewing people who worked on that album with her, as well as other artists who inspired her. And each episode will also have an exclusive DJ mix from one of her guests. And so this is going to start tomorrow on Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, and then every Friday after that.
That sounds awesome. I would totally listen to that. It sounds like the commentary track, but for a record, and I'm super into that. That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm also interested in, I would like to find out if any of our listeners are going to go check this out. I don't know how many of you are big Lady Gaga fans, but let us know. Observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. I'm interested. I definitely want to check out the Lady Gaga show. Are either of you going to listen to it, Andrew?
I might check it out, actually.
Yeah, I know it's generally not your thing, but that kind of show, I figured, might be interesting to you. Charlotte, how about you?
I'm not listening to it on the principle it's not called Radio Gaga.
Okay. Yeah, we'll make some calls. We'll let Apple PR know that this is a failing on their part, and someone should be fired for it. Overall, like, you know, we've talked about the TV Plus strategy, and I'm also interested to see where that ends up, mostly because I want to see what comes out of this. We've heard a lot about the deals that Apple has made, but the only deal that we've spent a lot of time talking about that we've seen anything from is the one with Oprah. And that was only recently that we saw that. And it was last summer, you know, I want to say about a year ago now, that they announced that they had the deal with Oprah, and it wasn't until like this last couple of weeks that we started seeing any of the output from that. So I'm curious where the rest of these are going to go. I'm interested in what the Ewan McGregor show is going to look like, what the Ridley Scott stuff is going to be, what kind of things we're going to get, like what this Robert Downey Jr. show looks like, what kind of stuff we're getting from Leonardo DiCaprio. I think it'll be interesting, and I'm mostly curious how it's going to stack up against the stuff that's available from other services. It's starting to sound like Apple really is taking this arena seriously and really does want to compete, so we'll have to see.
Yeah, and I think that's why the two stories we relate, because like there's suddenly a whole lot of glitz and glamour at Apple.
Yeah, that would be interesting. In real life, I imagine it would be pretty interesting to be in, like, to be eating lunch in the cafeteria every day, because you'd see somebody different and interesting there, right? So, yeah. Who was there today? Like, Robert Downey Jr. Yeah. Who was there yesterday? Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, I don't know. Again, in my brain, some of these things are really entertaining to consider. So, like, Lady Gaga eating in the cafeteria at Apple headquarters. That just amuses me, so... Anyway, I'll stop now. That's going to do it for us today. Nobody needs to look any further inside my head than that. Andrew, thanks so much for coming by.
You know, I had another idea. What if you were waiting for Lady Gaga in the cafeteria, but you look up and you see Craig Federighi walking by and the wind is just blowing through his hair?
That's just how you know Beyonce's in the vicinity, because she travels with her own fan. So I don't know if Federighi has reached full hair fan status the way Beyonce has. I'm not entirely sure, so I couldn't say.
He should.
he should. I agree, but I don't know if he has. So there you go. And there's your look inside Andrew's head today, everybody. Charlotte, yeah. Charlotte, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, I think.
I was going to say, she's not sure she's happy to be here anymore. I am your host, Kelly Gamon. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.